श्री श्री कृष्ण बलदाव की जय गौ प्रेमानंद ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग ऑल ग्लोरीज टू यू श्री द प्रभुपाद ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 27, The Process of Deity Worship, beginning from text number, we did 44 yesterday, that's what's on the board, but that's what's on the board, huh?
We asked 45.
Okay. Upagayan, Grinan, Nityan, Karmani, Abhinayam, Mama, Matkataha, Shravayan, Srinvan, Muhurtam, Shaniko, Bhavet, Upagayan Ganam Nityam Karmanya Vinayam Mama Matkataha Shravanan Shravayan Shrinvan Matkata Shravayan Shrinvan Muhurtam Shaniko Bhavet Upagayan Ganam Nityam Karmanya Vinayam Mama Matkata Shravayan Shinvan Shravayan Muhurtam Shaniko Bhavet Upagayan Grinam Nityam Karmanya Vinayam Mama Matkata Shravayan Shrinvan Mahurtam Shaniko Bhavet Upagayan Singing along Grinan Loudly vibrating Rityam Dancing Karmani Transcendental Activities Abhinayan Imitating by acting out. Mama, my. Matkataha, stories about me. Shravayan, causing others to hear. Shrinvan, hearing himself. Muhurtam, for some time. Shanikaha, absorbed in the celebration. Bhavet, he should become. Translation, singing along with others, chanting loudly and dancing, acting out my transcendental pastimes, and hearing and telling stories about me, the devotee should for some time absorb himself in such festivity. So we read this yesterday, but still it's a nice purport. We'll read it again. A devotee engaged in regulative worship of the Supreme Lord should sometimes become ecstatically absorbed in chanting and hearing the pastimes of the Lord, dancing and other festivities. The word muhurtam, for some time, indicates that a devotee should be careful not to neglect his regulative principles and service of the Lord in the name of so-called ecstasy. Although one may be ecstatically engaged in chanting, hearing, and dancing, he cannot give up the formality of regular service to the Lord. So, since we did this yesterday, we should go on. Whatever the Vaishnavas say, I'll do. Okay. Stavar uchavatai stotrai puranai prakritai rapi srutva prasida bhagavam iti vandeta dandavat. The devotee should offer homage to the Lord with all kinds of hymns and prayers, both from the Puranas and from other ancient scriptures, and also from ordinary traditions. Praying, O Lord, please be merciful to me, he should fall down like a flat rod to offer his obeisances. Shiro matpadayo kritva babu bhyam cha parasparam prapannam pahi mamisha vitam mrityu graharnavat. Placing his head at the feet of the deity, he should then stand with folded hands before the Lord and pray, O my Lord, please protect me, who am surrendered unto you. I am most fearful of this ocean of material existence, standing as I am in the mouth of death. Nice prayer, huh? I'll repeat that one. Placing his head at the feet of the deity, he should then stand with folded hands before the Lord and pray, O my Lord, please protect me, who am a surrendered soul unto you. I am most fearful of this ocean of material existence, standing as I am in the mouth of death. This reminds me of a story that Bhavananda told me. That one time Prabhupada was in Boston. So he gave lecture in the temple in the Bhagavad Gita in the evening. And he came back to his room. And he looked at Bhavananda and he stood right at the foot of his bed. And he said, all my devotees think that I'm actually a very advanced devotee. But actually, I'm always praying to Krishna, please don't let me fall into Maya. I'm always praying to Krishna, please don't let me fall into Maya. And with that, he fell over the end of the bed, rolled over, and in complete control of his senses was sound asleep. He just sort of leaned back and fell onto the bed, rolled over, and went to sleep. Like that. So, this is actually our... this is how one becomes a pure devotee, by always praying. Not that a pure devotee thinks, oh, now I'm pure devotee, I don't have to pray to the Lord. But I'm always praying to Krishna, please don't let me fall into Maya. Because sometimes, especially when we're new devotees, we get a little taste of Krishna consciousness and we think, oh, I will never go back to material life. I will never do that again. I will never go back there again. And we've seen so many have gone back there and doing that again. Because as soon as you think, oh, I will never go back there. I will never go back to material. I. That means you're putting your chin up just so Maya can come with her big combat boots and give you a big kick. But if you're always praying, oh, Krishna, please don't let me fall into Maya. Then Krishna will always protect you. As soon as you think, no, I will never go back to Maya again. Sometimes we come to Krishna and we get very enthusiastic. We think, oh, I will never go back. No, we should always pray, please don't let me go back to Maya again. Please don't let me fall into Maya. It's like I remember when I was temple president, sometimes devotees will come and say, Prabhu, I'm so fallen, I can't stay in the temple, I'm leaving. But that's actually not a reason to leave, that's a reason to stay. If somebody came to me and said, Prabhu, I see Krishna everywhere in everyone's heart and every atom, well then go wherever you want to chant Hare Krishna and spread Krishna consciousness. You know? If you're saying, oh, I'm too fallen, that's like saying, well, let me wash my cloth before I take it to the laundry. Let me get well before I go to the hospital. This is the Krishna conscious hospital. We come here sick. So if you say that, oh, Prabhu, I'm so fallen, I can't stay in the temple, that's not a reason to leave, that's a reason to stay. Hmm? If I'm saying that, oh, I see Krishna everywhere, oh, then fine, then go wherever you want. If you're saying, oh, I'm so fallen, I can't stay in the temple, then that's a reason to stay. Because we don't get well to go to the hospital, we go to the hospital sick so that we can get well. So Prabhupada said, I'm always praying to Krishna, please don't let me fall into Maya. So this is the position of the pure devotee, and that's how he remains pure devotee. Iti shesham maya dattam sirsa yadaya sadaram udvasayet ched udvasyam jyotir jyotisi tatpuna. Praying in this way, the devotee should respectfully place upon his head the remnants I offer to him. And if the particular deity is meant to be sent away at the end of the worship, then this should be performed. The devotee once again placing the light of the deity's presence inside the light of the lotus within his own heart. Archadishu yada yatra sradha mam tatra charchayet sarvabhuteshvaratma sarvatush sarvabhuteshvatmanicha sarvatmaham avaspita. Whenever one develops faith in me, in my form as a deity or in any other bona fide manifestations, one should worship me in that form. I certainly exist both within all created beings and also separately in my original form, since I am the Supersoul of all. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is worshipped according to the faith of a particular worshipper. The deity form, Archa, is specifically mentioned here because the deity worship is essential for spiritual progress. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentions that the inexperienced persons may think that the deity is meant for the sense gratification of the worshipper, since superficially the deity is made of external substances such as marble or brass. But through the process of installing the deity by chanting of authorized mantras, one invites the Supreme Personality of Godhead to enter the deity form. By regulated faithful worship, one gradually understands that the deity is completely non-different from the Supreme Lord Himself. At that stage, on the strength of deity worship, one rises to the second-class platform of devotional service. At this more developed stage, one desires to make friendship with other devotees of the Lord. And as one becomes solidly established in the community of Vaishnavas, one completely gives up material life and gradually becomes perfect in Krishna consciousness. Oma jnana timirandasya gyananangina shalakaya chaksurun melitangena tasmai sri gurave nama sri chaitanya manobhistam stapitam jena bhutale swayam rupa karamayam dadati savarandigam aradanastrinandantai vidamya chepuna puna srimar rupa padam bhujudhudhisyam janma janmani. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I was born in the darkest of ignorance, but my spiritual master has opened my eyes, the torchlight of transcendental knowledge. If I offer my humble obeisances at his lotus feet. So here again we see emphasized this process of deity worship for making spiritual progress. And that slowly, slowly by the process of deity worship, we begin to realize that the deity is non-different from the Lord Himself. In the beginning, we may not have such faith, but gradually by worshipping the deity, as we become purified, more and more we begin to realize the Lord is actually present within the form of the Didi. Here Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentions that by the chanting the authorized mantras, we call the Didi to be personally present within the so-called material form. It appears that the Lord is made of brass or marble or wood. But actually, since He is the controller of all energies, He can convert created energy back into the Creator. Because marble, stone, wood, these are all created energies of the Lord. But He converts them directly back into the Creator energy. He's the creator of all of these energies. Since He's the creator, He can do these things. This process of Krishna consciousness is very mystical. And Bhagavad Gita describes how by the process of engaging in devotional service of the Lord, everything becomes spiritualized. The activity, the object, the worshipper, everything comes onto the spiritual platform. Just like Prabhupada uses the example that if we take a piece of iron and we put it in fire, then it becomes fire. It also becomes red hot. It becomes fire. I can remember in Los Angeles, and Prabhupada said, some rascal may say, no, it is iron. And Prabhupada said, touch it, rascal. If you touch it, you'll see it has become fire. It is iron, but by association with the fire, it has become fire. If you don't believe, then touch it, rascal. So in the same way, by the process of devotional service, by engaging everything in the service of the Lord, then everything becomes completely spiritualized. We may see that it is material, but it has become completely spiritualized. Just like there's so many buildings on this street, but this particular building is being used to house the Lord, to sing and dance and chant about the Lord, just like in the verse we just read, the beginning verse. One should chant and dance before the Didi and perform dramas and hear and tell the pastimes of the Lord. So this whole building is dedicated for the service of the Lord, so this is no longer part of the material world. Even ordinary persons, they walk into here. Yesterday we had open house for all the neighbors. So I'm sure many of them experience there's a different atmosphere here. It's so peaceful, it's so beautiful, because this is not an ordinary place. It's described that the temple of the Lord, that is not to be considered part of the material world. Just like we gave the example in the first day of the embassy. That embassy is considered the soil of that particular country. The laws of the country that it is situated in do not apply there, because it is considered non-different from the country. So all of these temples, they're not in Melbourne, Sydney, Los Angeles, Tokyo. They're all in the spiritual world. This is Krishna's embassy. So we come here and we become spiritualized. What does he say? It's so nice the way he says it. By regulated faithful worship, one gradually understands that the Deity is completely non-different from the Supreme Lord Himself. At that stage, on the strength of Deity worship, one rises to the second class platform of devotional service. At this more developed stage, one desires to make friendship with other devotees of the Lord. This is the second class stage. The third class stage, one simply comes to the temple, he bows before the Didi, he puts a little donation, and he goes off to work and forgets everything. But in the second class stage, one desires to remain in the association of devotees. He has no desire to associate with materialistic persons. He becomes attracted to associating with the Vaishnavas. So he comes as much as he can to associate with the Vaishnavas. Or if he can't come, then he invites the Vaishnavas to his home. Just like last night, yesterday afternoon, we went to Prabhu Binit's house to install Gornitai. He's invited the Lord to come into his home. So many Vaishnavas were there. There was nice feast and wonderful kirtans and everything. So in this way, in the second class stage, one desires to associate with the devotees. Actually, the description in Srimad Bhagavatam of such a devotee is that he worships the Lord. He makes friends with the devotees. He tries to encourage the innocent and he avoids the atheists. This is the position of second class devotee. But as first class devotee, he sees Krishna everywhere and he sees everyone engaged in Krishna's service. That is a very, very elevated platform that we cannot imitate. And even those on that highest platform, still they come down to the second platform to preach and to engage others in the service of the Lord. So then it goes on very nicely. It says one, at this more developed stage, one desires to make friendship with other devotees of the Lord. And as one becomes solidly established in the community of Vaishnavas, one completely gives up material life and gradually becomes perfect in Krishna consciousness. So this is the whole purpose of making friendship. This is the most important thing, is that we make friendship with the devotees. By that friendship with the devotees, then one becomes completely established in Krishna conscious activities. We want to chant with the devotees, we want to dance with the devotees, we want to have festivals with the devotees. Then Srila Bhakti Saranta says, then he becomes perfect in Krishna consciousness. He no longer desires. Just like we see, as soon as we get a little taste for Krishna consciousness, then we no longer desire to have any material association. And all our friends become very upset. Hey, you just talk about Krishna all the time. You know, isn't there anything else you can talk about? What else is there to talk about? Krishna is so wonderful. That is the most important thing, is to always hear and chant about Krishna. This is the most important activity. Just like in the section of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ramananda Sambad, where Ramananda Roy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were speaking. So there, Lord Chaitanya, he's traveling to South India, so he came to the side of the Godavari River and he met Ramananda Roy there and he began to ask him so many questions. He posed himself that, I'm Mayavadi Sannyasi, I don't understand the science of devotional service, but you're very expert, you can teach me these things. And Ramananda Roy said, my lord, I'm just your puppet. Whatever you make me say, I'm saying. However you make me dance, I'm dancing. He said, no, I'm a Mayavadi. I don't understand. Sarvabhauma, he enlightened me. He said, if you really want to understand, you have to go see Ramananda Roy. So therefore, we should always be anxious to get association of senior devotees. This is how we advance. So anyway, Mahaprabhu asks, what is the purpose of life and what is the goal of life and how to achieve it? So Ramananda Roy, he actually presented many things. He gave scriptural evidence for each thing he suggested. At first he said, you follow the Vanashram. By following the Vanashram system faithfully, you'll come to the platform of devotional service. And Mahaprabhu said, this is exterior. Because we know Mahaprabhu's very famous verse is Kiva Vipa Kiva Nyasi Sudrahenikaya Ye Krishna Tatra Vete Se Guru Hai. All these varnas and ashrams, these are all external. So he said, go further. And he gave so many evidences from the scripture. Finally, he mentioned the most famous and our most favorite verse. Even if you're sound asleep, I come and whisper in your ear, what is that verse in the last part of Bhagavad Gita, last chapter? Immediately you say, Sarvanamam Parityaja Mahamikam Saranam Braja Hansam Sarvapapayo Makshesimi Mahasucha. And Mahaprabhu said, no. This is a big shock to us. Mahaprabhu said, no. So finally, Ramana Naroy presents one verse from the 10th canto, 14th chapter, Prayers of Lord Brahma. He says, Jnanam prayasam udapasya namanteva jivanti san mukaritam bhavadivartam stane cita srutikatam tanuman manovi ye prayaso jita jitopasitais trilokam. So jnanam prayasam. Prayasam means attempt. He said, udapasya. Sort of one take. Prabhupada said, udapasya means kick it out. This attempt of jnana and karma, udapasya, kick it out. Jnanam prayasam udapasya namanta eva jivanti san mukaritam. The Sanskrit is a little funny. The actual word is sat. But because the next word begins with M, that T turns into an N. So Sanmuri, Sat means the devotee. Because devotee is always speaking Satya, the truth. So he's called Sat. Mukaritam. San Mukaritam Bhavadiyavartam. He says, always hear Bhavadiyavartam. Talks about me. We know, those who know Hindi, you know Bharta means to chat. It's like every day everybody's chatting. And now not only can they chat with their friend who's sitting in front of them, we can chat all across the planet, you know, on Facebook, on Skype, on so many. Everybody's chatting and chatting about so many 99% useless things. So, not those chats. He said, Bhavadiya, because Lord Brahma is speaking to the Lord. So he said, Bhavadiya Varta. If he talks about those chats about you, from where? San Mukaritam, from the mouths of the devotee. Sat Mukaritam, from devotee's mouth. San Mukaritam Bhavadiyavartam. Stane Stita. Stane Stita, stan means place. Just like previously, there was only two stans. There was Pakistan and Hindustan. Then somehow the Soviet block broke up and suddenly we found all these places, Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, and so many stans. So stan means place. Stane stita. Just like we heard the stita deer. So you just remain in your place. Not that you have to give up your job and go to the Himalayas and sit down and meditate. Stane, you remain in your place. Stane stita. Srutigatam, but you hear. It's like practically every verse we're hearing about hearing. Because this is the most important part. Because this is the verse that Mahaprabhu is going to say yes when he hears this verse. And he says yes. Shruti katam tanuvan manobir with and namanta eva. You offer obeisance with your mind, body and words. He said jivanti, one who leads his life like that, then... Ye prayaso jitapaji japasitais trilokyam. Krishna's name is Ajita. Ajita means nobody can conquer God. He's Ajit. We know Jit means to conquer. But he's Ajita. Nobody can conquer God. But if one takes to this process of hearing about the Lord from the mouths of the pure devotees of the Lord, by such a process, that person who's Ajita, tais trilokyam, throughout the three worlds, he becomes Jita. If you hear the tape, you can hear Prabhupada say, Jita. He becomes conquered. Because Krishna is so amazed. Just like in Vrindavan, we can get all the classes, artiks, everything on the radio. Because sometimes there's persons who are sick, or there's people who are bedridden, or the mothers are there with their children. So they can listen on the radio. So somebody gave me a little radio. It's got four little bands on it. So each band, there's hundreds of channels. You can go on each one. Every single band, so much nonsense vibration is going on. Only one little channel is there. You can hear all the kirtan, katha and everything. So, thousands and thousands of channels. Thousands, just like there's thousands and thousands of newspapers. Everybody's, this is the morning sadhana. Read the newspaper. So thousands of channels, everybody listening to so many things, if somebody actually sits down in the Bhagavad class to hear about Krishna, Krishna becomes shocked. He's stunned. So he becomes conquered by that devotee. So Mahaprabhu said, yes, this is why he rejected Sarvadharma. That's all right. But who will you surrender to? Nobody has idea. First we have to hear. Nobody has idea who is God. How will you surrender to God? Somebody saying he's a light. Somebody saying Durga. Somebody says Kali. Somebody says this, that, so many things. So how will we surrender if we don't hear first? So he said, so Mahaprabhu said, yes, this is the verse. First we hear from the mouths of the devotees, Vaishnavas. Now, he says, now this is the process. Now you go for this. So this is the most important thing, this hearing. Therefore we have this nice program every day, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam class and hearing the chanting. This hearing is most important. This will actually change the heart. Therefore, by hearing a little bit, then we become attached to associating with the devotees. Associating with the devotees, we learn about the process of deity worship. Then we become attached to our lordships. And gradually, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta explains, one becomes perfect in Krishna consciousness. Simple process. We make everything so complicated. It's a simple process. Chant and hear about the Lord, worship the deity, chant Hare Krishna, take Krishna prasadam. Very simple process. By the simple process, we'll become perfect in Krishna consciousness. So this deity worship is, as we explained all week long, this is so important because now we're able to concentrate our mind and hearts upon the deity. Every day we come and see how beautifully decorated the Lord is. How His form is so wonderful. So in this way we become attracted. Gradually we begin to understand. The beginning, especially like Lord Jagannath, at first He's a little bit difficult to understand for most of, at least for Westerners. You know, we see Lord Jagannath. In the beginning, we're a little, what is that? But after a while, somehow or other, we become very attracted to Lord Jagannath. He's very sweet. We become very attracted to Him. And we tend to make our deities rather angular. But I remember one time I went to, the first time I ever went to Rath Yatra, then I stayed for the return Rath. I wasn't planning, but somehow Krishna made me sick, so I ended up staying in Puri longer than I expected. So I thought, alright, now return Rath is coming, so we'll stay for that. So I was standing there at Gundicha temple waiting for the Lord to come out, and it was a big crowd, and so finally Lord came out, and then at one point there was like, you know, maybe 10-12 people between myself and the Lord, and suddenly they turned Him just so we saw the profile. So actually Lord Jagannath's nose is not straight angular, it's very rounded, and it turns up at the end. It's so cute. All of a sudden we saw this side view of Lord Jagannath and His nose coming down and just going, and it's nice and rounded, it's not so angular, it's nice and rounded and turns up at the end. So at that point then I realized, yes, this is Shyam Sundar. We read all of the nice descriptions of the nose of the Lord in the Nectar Devotion, you know, this turned up just a little bit like that. And I said, oh, this is actually Shyam Sundar. It was the first time I began to realize how Lord Jagannath, He's non-different from our Shyam Sundar. And we become so attracted to Lord Jagannath. We see all the devotees, they always have the little buttons with Jagannath face, even our with Crossways restaurant, there's Jagannath's smiling face. So gradually, although in the beginning we're a little confused, especially coming from certain types of religious backgrounds, we become a little confused about seeing Lord Jagannath, but after a while we become very attached to Him. Therefore we always have Rath Yatra, and it's, and Lord Jagannath is so much fun. He always, like, he's, other deities, they just stay in the temple. Lord Jagannath, He likes to go out and have big Everybody's anxious to get a nice... It's like we were going through the airport in Abu Dhabi. So they had very fancy convertible BMW. Your dream car. Win your dream car. You know, some type of lottery was going on. Right in the middle of the walkway in the airport, here's this big convertible, bright, dark blue BMW. You know. But no, nothing you compare to Lord Jagannath's car. When Lord Jagannath's car comes, that's amazing. And actually, if you've ever, anybody ever been to Puri for Rath Yatra? A few have been. You see, those carts are just amazing. And every part of that cart, every year it is made exactly the same. And they know exactly how many pieces of wood it will take to make the cart. And every piece, they have a special mantra as they're placing it on the cart. And every piece, and they, you know, Lord Jagannath is the tallest cart. He's so many feet tall. Then Balaram's a little bit smaller. Then Subhadra's a little bit smaller. And Subhadra, she has 12 wheels. Lord Balaram, he has 14 wheels. Jagannath has got 16 wheels, like that, every part. And then you see, they have all these little shrines all around the cart. And everything is just so, it's so amazing. Everything they do, it's just to watch. Just like this year, my one god sister Chaitanya Dasi, she stayed there in Puri, despite that it's very hot and sticky that time of year, and the electricity was going out, and she was suffering like anything. She managed to take pictures every day of the progress of making the carts. It was so wonderful watching. She was putting up these things on Facebook every day, and I was sharing with everybody. I was reposting it to all of my friends, and everybody was watching the cart being built. Even at one point, they got down. They had this big saw, you know, it's got a handle on each end, you know. So then there's Chaitanya Dasi and Mahadevi, and you know, these two guys are there. The one, you know, the guy who makes the carts on one end, and Mahadevi's on the other end, and on the other one, Chaitanya Dasi's on the other end. They're sawing the wood. They took a picture. It came in the newspaper, you know, the foreign devotees assisting in making the carts. So even they were preaching to everyone. So Lord Jagannath's cart is so amazing. And one of the most amazing things, because Rath Yatra is like, there's so many hundreds of thousands of people. It's just like, unless you're really in good condition, you can't get in there to pull. You know, you'll just get, you know, practically trampled if you're not careful. So what I found was the most amazing thing was just to walk beside the cart. Because they have big rope. There's a big police cordon around all the carts, you know, there's a big rope. So I'd hold onto that rope so that I could stay alongside the cart and nobody could, you know, push me back. So I was holding onto that rope and just going along. Now, it's not that those wheels have got, you know, some nice Gajra gear bearings with all kinds of grease and everything. It's just a wood hub and a wooden wheel. It's wood against wood. And the most amazing thing is to hear that sound. Those carts start, you know. You know, just like... And there's 16 different sounds coming, you know. It's like a completely out of tune transcendental pipe organ. Your hair will stand on end when you hear that, you know. It's just suddenly, and there's 16 of these are going, you know. It's just amazing sound. So Lord Jagannath's, even Lord Jagannath's car is amazing. So he's very fun, you know. He likes to go out in a very fancy car, very tall, beautifully decorated. So in this way, we're gradually becoming attracted to the form of the Lord and the deity. We gradually realize that the Lord is present within the deity. We associate with the devotees, and we become perfect in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Is there any question or comment? Yes.
Shankara philosophy, which is basically a Mayavada, they are saying that the Lord is very powerful, present everywhere. and they're saying they're worshipping the Lord in a daily form, you're limiting him to a form. But here they say that the Lord is the same. So I used to wonder how did they get that idea.
But to say that he cannot have a form is limiting. You say we're limiting to a form, but to say that the Lord cannot have a form, that is a limit. Krishna is inconceivable. He can be formless and have a form all at the same time. They say that he cannot have form. Or sometimes they say, why are you worshipping the Lord in the temple? The Lord is everywhere. So he's not in the temple? If the Lord is everywhere, then why do you say, why are you going to the temple to worship? He's everywhere. He's not in the temple? So to say that the Lord can have no form, that is limiting. That is a limit. Krishna is unlimited. There's no limits. He can be both have a form and be formless all at the same time. But ultimately, Srimad Bhagavatam says the highest is that form of the Lord. Just like the sun is expanded everywhere by the sunshine. Now nobody can say, what is the form of the sunshine? Have you ever seen form to the sun? There's no form. It's expanded everywhere. But still we can see that formless light is emanating from a disk. We can very clearly see in the sky. Of course you shouldn't look, but anyway, every once in a while you take a glance, you can see there's a disk. Yeah. And Prabhupada says, ultimately, if somehow you could go to the sun, then you can meet Bibhiswan, the sun god, who's controlling the whole show. So though Krishna's expansions of energies is without any, we can't say that it has any form, still, just like all that sunlight is resting on the disk of the sun, so this Brahmajyoti that is resting upon the form of the Lord. Prabhupada gives the example of looking at a mountain from a distance, appears to be a cloud. It appears to be a dark cloud. As we get closer, then we see that it's actually not black, it's green. And we see that it's a mountain. And once we get right to the foot of the mountain, then we see there's trees and rocks and birds and squirrels, and every once in a while we're lucky we see a deer. So many things, all completely individual. From a distance, it's like a cloud, everything is one. But when we get up there, we see there's rocks and waterfalls and rivers and pine cones, and then we take our pine cones home and put them on our coffee table, you know, show off our friends. We went to the mountains. You have mountains in Australia? You have pine cones also? All right. So we can see everything perfectly. So looking at the same thing, but from different perspectives. So once you get to the lotus feet of the Lord, then you can see everything properly. So if there's no other questions, then we can fall down at the very soft and wonderful lotus feet of that great personality who has given this process whereby we can become perfect in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki.